just happened.
you
just completely topped out the... Well, anyway, I was about to say, I'm the Metal Enema. You're the Undertaker. This show is Agapornis Epicac. And we're doing...
Finally, recognition for all my hard work.
Yes, yes. It's now Agapornis Epicac, and I'm now Metal Enema.
Might as well be.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on Solar Fall Radio. How you doing, everybody? You might have noticed that we're no longer doing this weekly, at least for the moment.
No, we're bi-weekly curious.
We've become bi-weekly curious, and we're acting on it. Well, actually, in case...
I can't wait to see how it goes, getting the show on every other week.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to even be... it's probably going to be one of those things where we kind of ease ourselves into it by having a threesome.
Right.
And then the person we got involved in the threesome with is going to be mad because we're going to fuck the other person harder.
Right. You know? Exactly.
Anyway.
I think we're misusing bi-weekly. Bi-weekly would mean that we're doing this twice a week.
No, it's if it's bi-monthly,
it's bi-monthly, we're doing it twice a month.
Yeah, whereas, you're right, yeah.
Whereas if we're doing it weekly, then we're doing it like three or four times
we're
a month.
We're not doing it bi-weekly, fuck that. Sorry, we're doing it bi-monthly because we're bi-monthly curious. Okay, now that we got that under control. It may not be forever, it's just that we're awfully busy, and to be honest, we talked about it. And
we have a lot of knitting to do.
Yeah, and you know, got to drink some water, go to the post office.
I've got a bone in my leg sometimes, so... Yeah. It's really, really impending on...
I got to continue taking medication for my epididymitis. And
good.
That unfortunately sucks. It came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so actually, I'm not kidding. I have to go pick up my prescription after we do the show tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. Ball still hurts. Well, you know, I mean, probably if I like stopped fucking my wife and stopped jacking off, it might actually have a chance to heal.
If I stopped pulling my scrotum really tight and then flicking my testicles...
Oh. God, yeah.
Like just, the end of this microphone.
Yeah, just the thought of that is making me break out in a sweat. All right, so it's time to kick it off.
That's right.
More show, and we're going to go ahead and send this one out, as usual, to our friend Neil Lund up in Minnesota. He gave us this a while back, and I really, really like it. It's called Time Ghoul, and this is a song called Gut Spawn.
Little ones disappear, held by the magic god, who is here?
That was a black hearse clad in human bones and skulls from Nastron 666.
What's that song about? I don't get it. What are they trying to say?
I think it's a Mexican spaceship. It's one of those trucks with the lights on the bottom, blue lights. It's all a black, lowered with the
a black pickup covered in neon
black pickup covered in neon with Hernandez written on the back in old English font over a Virgen de Guadalupe
or a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I love it in Texas how they always have the sticker at their last name, so you know the name of the idiot who did that to their truck. Anyway,
before that was Famished from Hamoth and Gutspawn from Time Ghoul. Interesting thing, Time Ghoul probably available on Gay Christ Records.
Yeah, because that's Neil GayChrist at GayChrist.com. All it is basically a trading outlet for doing trades, you know, old school style.
Obscure stuff that's out of print, hard to find.
Demos.
It's all available free of charge, I believe. Well, you have to
trade something.
Yeah, you have to supply something of
equal significance, basically.
Exactly. But
pictures of your sister.
Yes. Of all the weird places for Time Ghoul, a relatively unknown band except on Metal Enema
and Gay Christ,
is so Time Ghoul appeared in this month's New Yorker in an article about Adam Gadahn, who is...
If you don't know who Adam Gadahn is,
he's the American...
The new American Taliban, not like John Walker Lind, who's like the old...
That's right.
American Taliban.
This guy is new school versus old school American Taliban. But he's better known as Azaz al-Ameriki, which means Azaz the American, apparently.
I thought that meant Azaz, the guy who busts the move on the, you know.
I thought it was Zazzle, the only porn movie to begin with a Z.
Really?
Yeah.
Or wasn't that the name of the guy that Vince Neil killed?
Yeah,
in his car accident. Razzle. Okay.
But Adam Gadahn was a fixture more or less in the Southern California, sort of L.A. College metal radio scene.
Back in the 90s,
because he would do flyers and selflessly promote Spinoza Ray Prozac's show before he embraced Islam and then went on.
Adam Gadahn, not Spinoza Ray Prozac.
Adam Gadahn went on to embrace Islam and become media coordinator, Cobra Commander for the Taliban or something like that,
right,
for Al-Qaeda.
Right. And dear feds, we don't know where he is and we've never met him.
We don't know any of these people.
So leave us the fuck alone.
That's right. So all we know about him is just what we read in this month's New Yorker.
Which cited not only Spinoza Ray Prozac,
but Time Ghoul. Wonder of wonders, go figure.
I guess Time Ghoul is that cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, we should put out a t-shirt that says, Time Ghoul is that cool.
Have a picture of Adam Gadahn on it.
Confuse everybody. Wait a minute, is Adam Gadahn a member of Time Ghoul?
Yes, not like, really.
It's like, you know, the guys in Time Ghoul are now like, how come the fucking feds keep hanging out outside of them? Well,
although it would be cool to pick up, try to locate copies of Adam Gadahn's band Aphasia.
Oh, did he have a band?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He did a bunch of recordings. It sounded like just a noise. It sounded like instrumentation with death metal samples and then him just ranting about how Chuck Schuldiner sucked.
I totally want to get some of that. Anybody out there, if you have any copies of Aphasia, please MP3 them for us. We would love that.
That's right. We'd totally play it on the show.
Chuck Schuldiner sucked!
Yeah. No, actually, there was an excerpted rant that was like, Chuck Schuldiner has this pro-death penalty, pro-life song on this album. It was Spiritual Healing.
Oh, right, right.
You know, it's basically, you can't have it both ways, Chuck.
Right.
If you're killing,
although most people,
if you're killing, you know, killing one person means you're killing the other person.
Although most people are like that.
Yeah.
Most people who are pro-death penalty are anti-abortion, even though I'm pro-death penalty and pro-abortion, so there you go. But I'm internally consistent. All right, so...
Except for your testicle connection that
keeps getting
inflamed.
I got to re-solder it. That's the problem. the wiring is like got a short in it. I got to re-solder it, you know?
Maybe you're having an ectopic pregnancy.
Maybe. You know, the egg went up my urethra and went down to my...
That's all the soy that you're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
The soy milk has caused me to ovulate, which caused my sperm to attack itself.
Well, here's the thing. I've actually kind of been keeping an eye on it by every time I jerk off. I like make sure my spooge doesn't have blood in it. It's like, okay, if I jerk off and it becomes the title of a Cannibal Corpse song, then I'm in trouble. But right now, it just kind of hurts. And,
Blood and the Spooge.
Well, and
Blood and the Spooge.
You know,
Blood and the Spooge.
Well, it's actually I Come Blood is the song, but Blood and the Spooge might as well be. The other thing is that I had to call my doctor today, and it was semi-embarrassing because, you know, I mean, he's my doctor, whatever, and he, you know, he diagnosed me correctly, and originally the medication, the Levaquin, the antibiotic is, that I was on, that's what right. I was trying to say. The antibiotic I was on was fixing
the
everything.
Kosher
was,
antibiotic.
Yeah, yeah.
Levaquin, no.
Levaquin. No. And my doctor's not Jewish, actually, so... But anyway, so I was taking that, and it was working for a couple of days and clearing everything up. But I was, you know, just kind of active, you know, at home. I mean, it was over the Christmas holidays, so sure. I'm home having sex with my wife. And I was too embarrassed when I called him today to say, I think I'm going to need another run because I'm not fully okay yet. And he's like, well, have you been taking anti-inflammatories, and did you do this and do that? I'm like, yeah.
Did you stop having sex did you stop and jacking off?
Did you stop jerking off and having sex? And he didn't actually ask me that, but I didn't want to say, oh, and by the way, I've been having a lot of sex and jerking off. Well, maybe if you stop that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What the fuck am I
I'm
getting?
Sure, doc, but really, yeah. What kind of life would that be?
You know. All right, so let's just go ahead and move on. Nefastus Diaz is still our band of the month, even though we've kind of shortchanged them a little bit by bailing on our show last week. But that doesn't matter. We're still going to make them our band of the month. They have two songs. They're from Urban Cancer. We've talked about them before. They need no further introduction. This is a song called None of the Above. And that was Nefastus D's with Spawns of Illegitimacy. Yeah, those Quebecois guys, they like to have a lot of sex. It's like instead of R&B bands, they have black metal bands up in Quebec, you know, to sing about that kind of thing. It's like, you know, R. Kelly or something. It's just R apostrophe C-E-L-L.
R. Kelly.
That's retarded.
Trapped in the closet like that band, Roik. It's like awake, but with an R in front instead of an A. Roik.
Yeah, that's where they're having that big genocidal massacre in Africa. Roik.
Roik.
Well,
it stands for racial holy war.
That meant like race awake. Yeah, there you go. But I was thinking about...
fucking the French.
Yeah, well, you know the game Dance Dance Revolution?
Yes.
Okay, I've never actually played it, but we've both seen it, and you know...
we've both dreamed about it.
Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know what the game is, it's like you go into a video arcade, and it's like this huge pressure-sensitive board, and you basically have to dance on the panels and match what you're seeing on the screen to bust dance moves and score a bunch of points. And some people are fanatical about it. And
like that guy that played Dance Dance Revolution for 48 hours straight.
Right. He
did got in the Guinness Book of World Records, and there's footage of him taunting the machine.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah!
You deserve! Yeah. But the thing I was thinking about is that I wanted us to go into business. Metal Enema has a lot of business ideas, so we can basically just...
That's right, we have a whole film industry
plan. Oh, yeah. But also, I want a video...
We have toys, too.
Yeah, and a video game called Sex, Sex, Penetration. Okay, because you know how the game encourages you? Like, it's going, wow, your moves are really good. You really know what you're doing. Okay, instead of there being a dance floor, there's still, like, the little floor out front, but there's a harness where you stick your dick in on one side, and then for the girl, there's, like, a dildo,
yeah,
attached to, like, you know, a cord, you know, that goes into the machine. Like, you know how, like, they have the shooter games? It's like that, except with the big dildo, and it gets feedback. So the guy has to frantically hump the pommel, you know, and like, you know, get points for that. And the girl has to frig herself with the dildo. And, like, the game's, like, still the same announcer voice going, yeah, fuck my brains out. You like that, baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck me harder,
fuck
you,
me
big,
harder,
black
you big black stud. And then the girl is like, yeah, you like that big cock? Oh, yeah. Take it all the way. You know, and the thing,
I'm going to fill your pussy full of cum.
Yeah.
Want me to shoot on your tits?
Yeah, you want it in your mouth, baby? Come on, you know.
Stick your tongue out. Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is
that... Oh, fuck yeah. Now spit on my face. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, right there. Uh-huh.
But I was going to say, it's going
to
be like the most...
So the finishing move is you have to stand up on your toes.
Yeah, and kind of
try to
jerk off
as
far
as possible out while making an S shape out of your body.
But basically, the game is going to be the most unsanitary game ever. Because you know how, like, you go to a video arcade, like, if you ever play video games in an arcade, and a lot of times, even, like, if the game's been popular, it's sometimes kind of ishy because everybody's been touching it, and they don't always clean the games up. Depends on the arcade. Ooh. But this game would have a trough full of jizz and then a sticky dildo, and then the other problem is that, you know, that was I was thinking about the breakdown of this game. You
well,
know,
yeah, because you know there's going to be some gay
some
guy
fag that comes and plays the girl side.
Female, so,
see, the females can't use the guy side. You know, they can't stick anything in there. But the fags can all get together and, you know, play on the girl side. And then when the girls come to play the game, there's like the shit covered.
Shit
and they're
it.
Like, oh, some guys have been using the girl side again, you know. And it won't be fun for anybody, but it'll be an awesome game all the same. So
maybe we can make an expansion pack that'll have like buttholes or something.
Yeah. It has like the mold of the ass.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it would be. Well, I was thinking more.
Well, yeah, because it could be kind of like the jet ski game where
right,
you ride
where
the
you,
jet ski,
ride
but
on
it's
it.
Just like a torso. So it could be like a female torso that you have the option of flipping over.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
if
you
want.
Just do it in the
or
butt,
you'd have
or...
to. In
yeah,
order
you have
to
yeah, you have to do
make some of the combinations because it'll be like what's scrolling on the screen instead of the right and left and diagonal arrows
like
showing
flip,
you how to
flip.
Dance. It's all the different sexual positions like on the t-shirt Glenn Benton was wearing. You
know? Oh, right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got this in New Orleans. I thought it was pretty funny. Just a bunch of different. No, it was types of tits.
Yeah, I know. There's. Yeah,
they have a bunch. But of
they have. They have a T-shirt like that with all the different sexual positions.
Right, but
missionary.
Yeah, yeah.
From behind, and then you get reverse cowgirl,
and then you get a bunch of. Then you get extra points like both holes. Do 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 do. You know. Oops, wrong way in. You missed the beat. You know. Wrong side, buddy.
You hit the perineum.
Oh. Oh, you broke your boner. You know?
Uh-uh, that's the taint. Yeah. Oh, and then there's got to oh, because of course if we make it where, like, where it's like a riding game where you have the torso, then there's got to be the guy version of the torso.
Yeah. That you can flip over. Gay for pay.
Reach around. Balls need tugging badly.
Trip the prostate now. Yeah, pull
You're
out.
Shooting bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Right when I'm
driving
about
nails into the headboard.
Right when you feel me come, pull out. You know.
Put in that knotted rag.
It'll be like the 4th of July. Man, we better stop and just play a song. And this is really fitting. This is called Incest, Romance for the Dead.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Mental Enema on solarfall.com. If you want to find out more information or see a half-naked picture of Michelle Wilde, go to myspace.com/metalenema or email us at
metalenema@gmail.com. I'm The Undertaker.
Magpornis Epicac. That was Mutilate and Dumb You from Deranged.
Yeah, Mutilate and Dumb You.
And Dumb You.
It's in the traditional sense, but I like the way that sounds.
A Glade of Ingrown Blood from Molested and Romance for the Dead from Incest.
Those guys are from San Antonio. That was from their 1991 demo. Classic stuff. Really ahead of its time, too. Those guys were like citing Bathory and Darkthrone before anybody else I knew. And
they had such the scary name back then because it was incest.
It was incest. And of course,
we had a pentagram and an inverted cross.
Yeah, and we've talked about before how they also had that thing about the fuck me eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't get back into that. But I like that. It was molested. It was incest, molested, deranged.
We will be bringing you selected dramatic readings from such classy magazines as Variations and Family Matters.
Yeah, get ready for that.
In the near future, we have a new segment to
dramatic pornographic literature reading, and not the classy stuff like Lady Chatterley's Lover. No.
It's stuff that smutty involves sentences cigarette like, store. You kids, get over here.
Yep, and I can't believe I had my whole fist in her asshole. Okay, so. real quick, we need to remind everybody of a few things. First of all, music video distributors. They still have the special code Undertaker. If you go to their site and use it, you get 25% off anything. And we are going to be doing I want to go ahead and announce next show, which is not next week, but the week after. It's going to be all live stuff, and we're going to be playing live stuff from Obituary and from Pestilence. From stuff that came from music video distributors. I did an interview with Donald Tardy from Obituary, and we'll be doing highlights from that as part of the show. So
it was way too controversial to air the whole thing.
Yeah, so
that man's a dirty mouth motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a psycho. So anyway, basically, MVD, musicvideodistributors.com, they are giving us a lot of nice stuff. Now, we've been running the simulation contest, and I got to say, the response has been pathetic. Is it because you guys don't like immolation, or because you don't know how to write your name and address in an email? I don't understand.
I'm at a loss for words,
really. I'm guessing
it's
because more people in Europe listen to the show than in the States right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody hears, you know, oh, Americans only, sorry. And everybody's like, oh, you know, fuck you then. We're gonna do more contests like this, but we got to demonstrate to music video distributors that it actually matters. So, you know, go ahead and
try to participate.
Yeah, well, we'll do another contest next month. It's going to be Vader.
Hell, just send us an email that says, "Guh."
Yeah, or I heard, you know. Just let us know that you're hearing
it. It's the thing I want. It's love.
Yeah. So.
You'll still need to send your name and address in, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't just tell us, me want.
Yeah.
So. All right, but we're going to go ahead and get right back in. This is Sigur Blot with a song called Folkstorm from Blood's Band. Wow, you guys are really right-wing. Sieg Heil, everybody, 1488.
Heil, Sturmbannfuhrer.
Hey, we're back. That was Sociedad de Glace with a pure northern landscape desolation, which
and
is
strawberries with cream on it.
yeah.
For all in the glace, like ice cream.
It's just ice.
Sherbert.
It's just sorcerer of the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, glace. It's like basically like
it's like strawberry
like,
ice cream.
Yeah, Italian ice or something. Yeah. From their album Snowland.
Before that was Häagen-Dazs with mint chocolate banana.
I don't want that.
And before that was Bluebell
with Ookies plain
and cream.
Vanilla. Yeah, Ookies and cream. Ooh.
Ookies on the cookies Ookies and cream.
That was Bluebell with Elephant Walk.
Ice cream sodomy.
Yeah, that's the new album from Sociedad de Glace, those Sex Haven Quebecois, sorry. And then before that, Suffocation with Habitual Infamy from Effigy of the Forgotten. And of course, before that was Sigurblot with Folkstorm. Of course, I've dropped this joke before, but I'll bring it back again. I was telling the main guy in Sigurblot how he should get some backup girl singers and call them the Cigarettes. And his response was, fuck you! So I guess he's not going to do that. So, basically, you're listening to The Metal Enema. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
And,
this is Solar Fall Radio.
Yeah, we said that before, but we'll say it again.
Because usually we have to say it at the end of the show. After
and then edit it back in because we forgot. In case you missed it already, we said before we're only doing this bi-monthly right now because we're bi-monthly curious. And we'll be back probably at some point. We'll probably get it back up to... four shows a month because we do like it. It's not that we don't want to do it.
Right.
All right. So,
it's not like that medication that makes girls have four periods a year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to be a quarterly experience for Metal Enema.
A 10-hour quarterly experience. Yeah, just play for 10 hours. You know, this is off the subject, but I was thinking, you know how they finally aired that the last Steve Irwin special, that World's Most Dangerous last night?
Yes, and I missed it.
Oh, they'll play it a million times, I'm sure. It was good because it wasn't really focused on him. I mean, he was in it, but the show wasn't about his death, obviously.
Yeah.
It was just about these really cool, like they had the Blue Ring Octopus, which is just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But of course, the whole thing was is just like, you know, they weren't going to show his death on there. It's like, no fucking shit. You know,
yeah.
We talked about that before too, which I just thought that was idiotic that anyone would think that they were going to do that. Point is, I actually watched it and it was really...
Because then it would be one of those like world's most deadliest fish chases.
He's handling all this hyper venomous stuff like sea snakes and all this shit that will like kill you at a touch.
Yeah.
And rockfish, or stonefish, sorry. Things that are like hyper poisonous.
Yeah.
Really, you know, small, hyper deadly sea animals.
Coming up, Steve Irwin gets his last gasp in.
Yeah, no, but I mean, and then he went up against something that wasn't even venomous. Anyway, everyone knows the irony of it. But the point of this is that I was thinking
it's a sea urchin.
Yeah, exactly. But I was joking about it. It's like, you know, they were announcing the show coming up. I was watching Discovery Channel and they were going, you know, coming up next, it's, you know, the world premiere, World's Most Deadly, you know, final farewell to Steve Irwin. And I was like going, yeah, the world can finally get in their last cry and
mm-hmm.
then get on with it. And I was thinking to myself, the phenomenon of Steve Irwin's death was hilarious in the wake of 9/11 because it happened right before the anniversary of 9/11. It was only about a week before. And I was thinking, yeah, 9/11, that's America's problem. Steve Irwin dies, shit, that's a global issue. And I was thinking, now why is that? And I think the answer is because Steve
it's
Irwin...
Because Al-Qaeda planted that stingray.
Well, no. That wasn't my... That little turban on. Jihad!
Beard.
Yeah, beard. Yeah, but...
You are bringing the West into our holy water,
Spike.
Spike.
But I was thinking, really, now... Why is it that the world mourns Steve Irwin, but then, you know, the 9/11 was just a U.S. thing, kind of like the Misfits. And I was thinking it's because, well, Steve Irwin was on television all the time. Everybody knew him.
Yeah.
You know, those people who jumped off the World Trade Center, they're only on TV for like 10 seconds. You know, we didn't get to learn anything about them. You
and
know?
Then on a trading card for
about half
a day.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just saying, yeah, those people who died in World Trade Center were maybe on TV for just a few seconds. You know, it's like...
They were nobodies.
Yeah, they were nobodies. That's how
but
it
in
works.
Fact, they are the American success story. Nobody to somebody in the blink of a TV aperture camera.
Yep, exactly. I still think about that guy who was doing the Superman Remember the guy, one guy who jumped off and he just did the head down. Like, I was just like, whoa, you rule. I'm sure he did not feel a thing when he hit. He was like an arrow into the pavement. You know? His legs kind of curl over. It's like the coyote. The little poof of
sure it was just like splitch and shoes.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
It was just like chili with some clothes in it. That's not funny. That's 9/11. Well, hey, we're Americans. We can say it's funny if we fucking want to. I love it how Europeans sometimes react badly to us making fun of 9/11. Like, well, how could you laugh at that? It's like, because it was our country. If we want to fucking laugh at it, that's up to us.
Because it's our fault that it happened.
Yeah, that too.
Mr. Radio. Yeah. This is the FBI.
And the FCC, even though we're not broadcasting. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and play some stuff we've been playing fairly recently, but I'm trying to phase back all the bands of the month. This is Catharsis. It's from their CD World Without Vivend, and this is a song called Eden Below.
Niflheim from Throne
of Ahaz.
Throne
of Ahaz.
Before that was Apkallu Council from Melikesh.
The Apkallu Council will now convene at the United Nations. We must address the problems of Rewaki.
This sweater is so warm. It's made from Apkallu.
That was from Melikesh.
Yes, and Eden Below, Catharsis.
I like Eden Below. That's part of the reason my ball still hurts. All right. So we are actually...
My boyfriend, Professor, sucks. He stopped eating below.
So we're actually in the home stretch, everybody. This is another show. Yeah, we managed to pull it out once again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why my ball still hurts. Sex penetration. Go. Harder. Faster. Oh, yes, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Spit in my mouth! Fuck yeah!
Double points! Double points! Boy, you really know how to fuck me! It's all lighting up. It's just...
That's I want you in my pussy and my ass.
The creepiest part is that it's so androgynous. It doesn't sound like a man or a woman. It's just, you know, it's just somewhere in the middle. Well, with that...
The aliens have two sexes.
It's like we do. Yeah.
wanderer of truly great tears, beyond good and evil, seeking final end. Yeah.
disgusting. Bonus points, bonus points.
Fuck yeah.
She'll be coming like a fountain when she comes. She'll be coming like a fountain when she comes. She'll be coming like a fountain. She'll be coming like a fountain. She'll be coming like a fountain when she comes.
Spit in my mouth. Fuck
she'll,
yeah.
She'll be
fuck
riding
yeah.
6 white horses till she comes. She'll be riding 6 white horses till she comes. She'll be riding 6 white horses. She'll be riding 6 white horses. She'll be riding 6 white horses till she comes. And we'll all go out to beat off when she comes. And we'll all go out to beat off when she comes. And we'll all got to beat up and we'll... You get the point. All right, that was Imprecation with Of the Underworld, Assassin with Forbidden Reality, and Clandestine Blaze with Unforgiven X, which I think is going to be the title of this show. All right, so that was...
Unforgiven XXX.
Yeah. That was the Metal Enema, believe it or not. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
You're listening to Solarfall Radio, and bravo to you for having the guts to hang in and listen to the end of this. If you're hearing this, you're either sick or you're, you know, you're
or got, you're spent.
Yes. Wow, you really fucked my brains out.
YourTube and MySpace.com.
Yep.
/ Metal Enema.
Yes, this was brought to you by my sore left testicle and Sex Penetration, the new game on the scene. All the kids are playing it. See, the one thing I was thinking of, that you have to be, if you're in high school or whatever and you're playing that game, it's not going to work out that well because you're going to like blow the game in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, you won't even get past level one.
Whoa, are you done already? What the hell is wrong with you? You call that a fuck? You're not a man.
There's not extra lives for you.
Yeah. And then, or if you're... Or
reach
if,
around. Reach around.
You need to finish me off. All right. That was another show. That was just plain horrible. Just awful. I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, we love you all. Good night.
Night.
See you in a week after this one.
That's right.
Bye.
Bi-monthly curious.